Machmed, pages 49 to 55. Aleppo, Syria, 2015. Through the huge hole that used to be the wall of his apartment, Machmed saw gray-white clouds from missile strikes blooming all around. He shook his head, trying to clear the ringing, and spied his little brother. Waleed was sitting right where he had been before the attack, on the floor in front of the TV. Only the TV wasn't there anymore. It had fallen 5 stories to the ground below, along with the outside wall, and Waleed was centimeters from joining them both. "Waleed, don't move," Machmed cried. He hurried across the room, his ankles turning painfully on broken bits of wall. Waleed sat still as a statue, and he looked like one too. He was covered with a fine gray powder from head to foot, like he'd taken a bath on dry concrete mix. Machmed finally reached him, snatching him away from the cliff's edge that used to be their wall. "Waleed, Waleed, are you okay?" Machmed asked, turning him around. Waleed's eyes were alive but empty. "Waleed, talk to me. Are you all right?" Waleed finally looked up at him. "You're bleeding," was all he said. "Machmed, Waleed," their mother cried. She staggered to the door of her bedroom, Hannah crying in her arms. "Oh, thank God you're alive," their mom said. She dropped to her knees and pulled them both to a hug. Machmed's heart was racing, his ears still buzzed, and his shoulder burned, but they were alive. They were all alive. He felt tears come to his eyes and wiped them away. The floor beneath their feet groaned and shifted. "We have to get out of here," Machmed's mother said, putting Hannah in Machmed's arms. "Go, take your brother and your sister. I'll be right behind you. I just have to grab a few things." "Mom, no." "Go," she told Machmed, pushing them all towards the door. Machmed clutched Hannah with one arm and shook her brother's hand. He dragged Waleed with him towards the front door, but Waleed pulled back. "What about my action figures?" Waleed asked. He looked over his shoulder like he wanted to go back for them. "We'll buy new ones," Machmed told him. "We have to get out of here." Across the hall, the Sarah family filled the corridor. Mother, father, and twin daughters, both younger than Waleed. "What happened?" Mr. Sarah asked Machmed, and then he saw the missing wall and his eyes went wide. "The building's been hit," Machmed said. "We have to get out." Mr. and Mrs. Sarah hurried back into their apartment, and Machmed carried Hannah down the stairs, pulling Waleed behind them. Halfway to the ground, the building shifted again, and the concrete stairs broke away from the wall, leaving a 5-centimeter crack. Machmed grabbed the railing to steady himself and waited a long, breathless moment to see if the stairs were going to collapse. When they didn't, he ran the rest of the way down and burst out into the street, Hannah still in his arms and his brother right behind them. Rubble was strewn everywhere. Missiles and bombs thudded nearby, close enough to shake loose parts of the walls. The building shuddered and collapsed, smoke and debris avalanching into the street. Machmed jumped when it fell, but Waleed stood still, like this kind of thing happened every day. With a jolt of surprise, Machmed realized this kind of thing did happen every day, just not to them, until now. Everywhere around them, people fled into the streets, covered in gray dust and blood. No sirens rang, no ambulances came to help the wounded, no police cars or emergency crews hurried to the scene. There weren't any left. Machmed stared at their building. The whole front had collapsed, and Machmed felt like he was looking into a giant dollhouse. Each floor had a living room and a kitchen just like theirs, all decorated differently. The building groaned again, and a kitchen on the top floor began to tip towards the street. It collapsed into the 6th floor and then into Muhammad's apartment and on down like dominoes. Machmed barely had time to yell, "Run!" and drag Waleed and his sister away before the whole building came crashing down into the street, thundering like a jet fighter. Safe on the sidewalk across the street, clutching Hannah and Waleed, Machmed suddenly realized his mother had still been in the building. "Mom, Mom!" Machmed yelled. Machmed, Waleed," he heard his mother say, and she came from behind the pile of rubble with the Sarah family, all of them covered in gray dust. She ran towards Machmed and embraced him, Waleed and Hannah. "We went out the back stairs," she told them, "and just in time." Machmed looked up at where his apartment had been. It wasn't there anymore. His home was totally destroyed. What could they do now? Where would they go? Machmed's mother was carrying their school backpacks, and she traded them for Hannah. Machmed couldn't understand why his mother had bothered to save their backpacks until he saw they were stuffed with clothes and diapers. She had gone back for whatever she could take from the apartment. Everything they owned was in these 2 backpacks. "I can't reach your father," Machmed's mother said, thumbing her phone. "There's no service again." Machmed's father was an engineer with a mobile phone company. If the phones were out, he was probably working on trying to fix them. But what if his father had been hit by one of the bombs? Machmed's stomach twisted into knots just thinking about it. But then, there his dad was, running down the street towards them, and Machmed felt like he could fly. "Fatima, Machmed, Waleed, Hannah," his father cried. He wrapped them in a hug and kissed little Han on the forehead. "Thank God you're all alive," he cried. "Dad, our house is gone," Mahmud told him. "What are we going to do?" "What we should have done a long time ago. We're leaving Aleppo. Now, I parked a car nearby. We can be in Turkey by tomorrow. We can sell the car there and make our way north to Germany." Everyone stopped while Mahmud's father walked ahead. "Germany," Mahmud's mother said. Mahmud felt as stunned as his mother sounded. Germany? He remembered the map of the world that hung in his classroom. Germany was somewhere up north in the heart of Europe. He couldn't imagine traveling that far. "Just for a little while," Mahmud's father said. "I saw on TV they're accepting refugees. We can stay there until this is all over, until we can come back home." "It's cold in Germany," Mahmud said. "Do you want to build a snowman?" his father sang. They had seen Frozen in the movie theater, back when you could see now government-controlled side of city that had theaters. "Yusuf," Mahmud's mom warned. Mahmud's dad looked sheepish. "It doesn't have to be a snowman." "This is serious," mom said. "I know we've been talking about leaving, but now, like this, where are we going to pack, plan, buy tickets, book hotel rooms? All we have now are two backpacks and our phones. Germany is a long way away. How are we going to get there?" "Well, by car first," Mahmud's father shrugged. "Then by boat, by train, by bus, on foot, I don't know. What choice do we have? Our home is destroyed. Were you able to get the cash we put away?" Mahmud's mother nodded, but she was clearly still worried. "So we have money. We'll buy tickets as we go. More importantly, we have our lives. But if we stay in Aleppo a day longer, we may not even have that." Mahmud's father, the father, looked from his wife to Hannah to Mahmud to Walid. "We've spent too much time talking about it and not doing anything. It's not safe here. It hasn't been for months, years. We should have left long ago. Ready or not, if we want to live, we have to leave Syria."